This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, I know you make an annual hunting trip with your buddy Mark over in Mississippi, and you got a pretty high success rate on deer. Do y'all ever encounter any hogs? Do y'all take hogs on his lease?
Don, I've never seen a hog out there, and they want to keep it that way, so there's a rule. If a hog shows up, shoot it.
I got you. A lot of places have that rule, and if you can keep them off, that's the best thing. But if not, well, you know, just added meat to the freezer. Well, Mike, how's the wind been playing with you guys? Wrecking havoc with you, or finding some places to get out of it and catch some fish?
Well, it has been very windy, and obviously that creates a challenge. I think Glenn had the best advice: put your back to the wind. In other words, don't try to fight the wind. Cast with the wind. There's places where you can put your back to the wind, anchor, power pole down, however you choose to keep your boat still, and just cast with the wind, make it easy on yourself. I have been having a fair amount of success fishing the deep holes where two bayous come together, or a turn in a bayou where there's a washout. And I might have to fish six or eight of them throughout the day, but we seem to be averaging 30 to 40 fish a day, depending on do I have two people or three people fishing with me. Live bait's been working very well. Wrigley's Marina has a great supply of live bait. I've also been catching them on a new matrix shad called Limelight. Really good-looking lure, got some sparkles in it, kind of a light green tint, and it's been paying dividends for me every day this week.
And what size is it you're throwing?
It's the little 3-inch matrix, and I'm fishing it, of course, on a drop shot along the bottom. It's my standard routine. I'll get my customers started with live shrimp, get them set up, make sure they, you know, get the hang of things, and I might, if I get a minute, stand beside a couple of them and see if that plastic will work right next to them.
I got a question from the big man Bassin. Wanted to know about. He wanted me to ask you about those green trout. You know, you fish some areas where it goes both ways. You can catch fresh and saltwater fish. Have you encountered any green trout along with the speckled trout?
You know, I had that same question asked me a week or so ago, because this time of year we're fishing more in the marsh, and that's obviously where the bass hang out. And I answered that question this way. We had a low river this year, which generally means our salinity is a little higher than normal. It kills off a lot of the grass, makes our fishing a little bit easier. We don't get tangled up. And I've caught some, but not very many, so far this fall, less than 10 bass.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some there. I would assume they moved where there's fresher water, wherever that might be, into Pearl,
yep,
or further north.
Further north, upriver for sure. Mike, we got a special fishing trip coming up to honor a longtime listener of this program and a longtime fishing buddy of yours, Dutch Prager. Tell us about it.
Well, when Dutch passed away, I didn't want to think that his legacy ended with his passing. And I just came up with the idea of sharing one of Dutch and I's favorite fishing spots. So how could we do that? Kind of put my thinking cap on and came up with, if I share one of my spots, can we put it on a map? And obviously the guy who makes the best maps in the area is our good friend Glenn Shore, who makes standard mapping maps as well as the LA1 card. So I reached out to you to reach out to him, and through that, we're going to mark one of Dutch's favorite spots on the standard mapping maps as well as the LA1 card, and Dutch's legacy will live on.
I don't think there's a better way to honor him than when people go out there, he'll come to mind whenever they see it come up on their map. You know, we'll be fishing Dutch's Corner, as it's going to be called, in the Biloxi Marsh. So we're looking forward to it. Hope he's smiling down on us and we get to catch a few fish when we go out there to show the spot and mark the spot. Dutch would have been 100 years old coming up this January.
Yes, he would have been 100 years old, and I'm sure he would have wished to fish in the Biloxi Marsh one more time, as we all want to wish to fish one more time.
Yep, one more cast, that's all we ask. Mike, thanks for the report. As always, looking forward to the trip next week. Weather looks really good. If you would, give out your contact information, because I know a lot of people want to check out the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and then get up early the next morning and get out and do some fishing with you.
Yeah, I got a lodge full of people right now that we're about to head out. Got several boats heading out. I do have one more thing I need to tell you, Don. I was asked to share this information to your listeners. Shanna over at Wrigley's Marina has about 150 gift bags for the children that come to the marina. These are Halloween gift bags. So they got candy in them for the kids. It's grown over the years. I think she said her target was 150 to 200 bags. So all the kids that come to the Wrigley's Marina will get a treat.
That's awfully sweet.
As far as reaching me, you can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Angling Adventures of Louisiana on social media. And the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
That's awful sweet of Shana to give those bags out to the kids. Let me ask you this. If she's got Reese's, is there an age limit? Maybe you and I could stop there before our trip, pick up a couple of those bags?
I'm hoping to snag one in just a minute. I'm in the parking lot right now about to go get my bait, and I was thinking the exact same thing.
All right. We'll see you, Mike. Thanks for the report. We appreciate it.
All right, Don. Y'all have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.